Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters with Corey McCaslin on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, begins its journey into the proper 70s with 1971 today. While we're still getting some songs that have fallen deeper into memory hole, we've got a few today that haven't completely slipped away, like the controversial Timothy. I've also decided to loosen the rules and start incorporating alternate versions of classics by legends, as you'll hear later. And in the cover set, we'll get the legendary Swamp Dogs' take on a soul and country standard. First up, though, some Thanksgiving Geek Speak appetizers. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Deadline broke the not unexpected but still sudden and shocking upheaval at the top of Disney, as Bob Iger has returned to his post, while CEO and embattled successor, Forgotten Geek punching bag Bob Chapek, has been unceremoniously booted from the Magic Kingdom. Iger has signed on for 2 more years to help turn around a ship besieged by low stocks due to reduced revenue, profit, and streaming costs, not helped by the original Bob's successor mishandling of Don't Say Gay and the ScarJo lawsuit. A troubling potential health problem is what it's taken to end the run of The Last God Standing from the classic Avengers Trinity, as while promoting the Nat Geo documentary Limitless, Chris Hemsworth told Vanity Fair he's looking at laying down Mjolnir. The revelation in the mini that he carries 2 of the genetic markers for Alzheimer's, which afflicts his grandfather, has led the actor to say he's scaling back his workload to spend more time with his family. He continues, there's nothing definite, but feels his final bow will be in what he referred to as the finale, presumably the next Avengers two-parter. The journey of the MCU Peter Parker may be even further from over than previously expected, as while there's no official response, multiple rumor mills are saying Tom Holland is ready to sign on for a new trilogy, rather than just a possible 4th film, and 2 to 3 appearances in other MCU installments rather than 1, so at least Kang Dynasty and Secret Wars. One of those sources, Cosmic Circus, is also claiming Holland's 616 Spidey, along with the PlayStation game variant voiced by Yuri Lowenthal, are in Across the Spider-Verse, though if they'll be voicing is unknown. This follows from their prior report that the Maguire and Garfield versions will also appear in either both the next 2 installments in the next groundbreaking animated corner under Misters Lord and Miller. Speaking of that duo, the first entry in their Spider-Man Expanded TV verse has a home web. Deadline reports Silk Spider Society has been picked up by Epix, or as it will be known as of next January, MGM Plus, to run first there, then on Amazon due to some weird rights complications. Former Walking Dead showrunner Angela Kang will guide the TV version of the journey of Korean-American Cindy Moon, bitten by the same spider as Peter Parker, as she escapes imprisonment to find her family and develop her powers. The future of the Distinguished Competition Cinematic Universe is nearly determined, as current favorite Forgotten Geek punching bag, WB Discovery CEO David Zaslav, revealed developments on his recent stop clock moment that resulted in naming James Gunn and Peter Safran as heads of DC Studios. In a discussion with RBC, he said the duo have nearly completed a Bible to provide rules and directions for the next decade plus, and also indicated a major streamlining, specifically commenting there won't be 4 Batmans. If just due to success, earned or otherwise, this probably won't impact the Reeves Pattinson corner or the Todd Phillips Jokerverse, but I wouldn't rule out Keaton's return in The Flash being limited to that and the Batgirl movie poised to take the Day the Clown Cried spot as most famous unreleased movie. It's largely because of the prior that the rap is saying hold your super horses regarding Henry Cavill's return as the Man of Steel. They report insiders have said in spite of reports there's no momentum on a new Superman movie, let alone a search for a new writer and director as previously reported. The definite return of the Keanu Constantine won't be holding back. As director Francis Lawrence said, in addition to a more dark comedy tone, they're shooting for a hard R. He explained the original 2005 adaptation of the Vertigo classic Hellblazer was aiming for a PG-13, only to still get slapped with an R by the MPAA. The helmer saying if he had known it was a lost cause, he wouldn't have held back then, and he isn't now. For our first set in One Hitters, 1971, we start with Sweet Mary by Wadsworth Mansion. Wop, wadda-badda-wop, wop, wop, wop. Wadda-badda-wop, wop, wop, wop. Wadda-badda-wop, wop, wop, wop. Wadda-badda-wop, wop, wop, wop.
train. Chicka 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 hop a train. Chicka chicka Mary, I'm coming home.
Just heard Get It On by Chase, which made it to number 24 on July 31st Billboard rankings, and which falls in the category of songs I heard referenced on MST3K back in the day. For that was Sweet Mary by Wadsworth Mansion, going all the way to number 7 on February 27th. The news keeps flying out of the TARDIS, as at annual charity event Children in Need, award-winning Coronation Street actress Millie Gibson was announced as 15th Doctor Nakuti Gatwa's companion, Ruby Sunday. Over in Doctor Who magazine, new production designer Philip Sims slipped that the Daleks are getting a redesign. After mostly sticking to the Time War Bronze variety, save for the occasional Paradigm or Recon variety that the modern series has used so far. Finally, venerable industry magazine Broadcast says that the involvement of Disney made nearly triple the budget for the series, from £30 million to £100 million across the season. The cinematic future of Star Wars continues reshaping. Deadline reporting Free Guy director and Stranger Things vet Sean Levy is developing a movie alongside the recently announced Lindelof Obey Genoi project, along with the presumably still guest-starring Watiti and Jenkins installments. Quickly after this, the rap learned from Utopia and Devotion director J.D. Dillard that his entry has been dropped and he's no longer involved with the long-planned Rocketeer sequel. Per my oft-stated new policy, I'll hold off on my Andor opinion until the season's done, but the show's soft numbers in spite of critical success has led Disney to announce ABC, FX, and Freeform will respectively air the first two episodes this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, with the episodes also going up on Hulu, all time to the season finale. Harrison Ford's time holding the whip is nearly over, but of course Disney, Lucasfilm aren't leaving the Indiana Jones world behind. Variety first broke a search is underway for a showrunner for a series, the Hot Mics' Jeff Snyder quickly following up that his sources say it'll be a prequel focused on Indy mentor and Marion's father, Abner Ravenwood. Scream all you want, because ready or not, it's time to escape New York again. Now that I'm done channeling Gene Shalit, Deadline broke that directing team Radio Silence have signed on to develop the cinematic return of Snake Plissken, though if it's a reboot as past attempts were to be or a legacy sequel remains to be seen. Frank Bullitt's return to the San Francisco beat won't be a reboot, as Deadline broke that Bradley Cooper will step into Steve McQueen's big shoes for what might be Spielberg's next film, while also clarifying it won't be a remake of the 1968 classic, but a new case. And now our second set of the day begins with the infamous Timothy by the Buies.
We'll be right back. Someone lays a sheet across my chest. Something warm is flowing down my fingers. Pain is flowing all through my back. I tried to move my arm and there's no feeling. And when I look, I see there's nothing there. The face beside me stopped it totally bleeding. The girl I knew has such a distant stare.
Been changing. as you can plainly see. I felt the joy and I learned about the pain. And my mama said, if I should choose to make a part of me, it surely strike me dead. And now I'm one toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. And to my surprise, like everything else that I've been through, it opened up my eyes. And now I'm one toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Don't you know I'm just waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time.
That was Brewer and Shipley with One Toke Over the Line, which made it to number 10 on April 10th, 1970. And I was really tempted to play the infamously clueless performance of it on the Lawrence Welk show that's enjoyed viral popularity. Prior to that was Fort Worth natives Blood Rock with DOA, the number 36 hit on March 6th. The set began with another song I first learned of through MST3K, the Rupert Holmes pin Timothy by the Buies, which rode controversy over the subject matter. Yes, it is about cannibalism. Timothy wasn't a duck, as Joel said in that house segment. To peak at number 17 on May 1st, which was all according to Holmes' plan to overcome the issue of their deal with the label not including promotion. Taking us into the second half, here's pioneering reggae duo Dave and Ansel Collins with Double Barrel.
I am the magnificent. I'm back, but the shaker was so bold. Most thundering, storming, sound of soul. I am W-O-O-O, and I'm still up here again. Hey. I like it.
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters 1971 continues on WGXC. That block started with the August 7th Billboard's number 22 charter Double Barrel by Dave and Ansel Collins. After that was Paul Humphrey and the Kool-Aid Chemist with Kool-Aid, making it to number 29 on June 12th. And then the set was Resurrection Shuffle from Ashton, Gardner, and Dyke, which took a step into the top 40 at number 40 on August 7th. Now for that most definitely not forgotten hit by a legend who, as teased in past installments, managed two chart toppers that also count as one hitters thanks to the one hit with a band slash under a different name, another under their own exception, and sadly the not exceptional fate of joining the 27 Club. Several years after hitting the charts of Big Brother and the Holding Company, Janis Joplin made it to number one under her own name with the Kris Kristofferson pen Me and Bobby McGee, also making her a popular artist whose success mostly comes through albums and live performances. There are a ton of covers, live and studio, but in my research I came across the original acoustic studio recording by the immortal Miss Joplin, so here it is.
S130 is not on. Not that I'm play that great, but still and all, I ought to be able to hear it, you know what I mean?
Are you hearing it now?
No. Now. It's too loud. I can't play that good.
Am I getting a Texas accent back?
I hope so.
Did I always sound like this? Man, I hear myself on tape myself. Like
are them roots?
God.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. And I see the news faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. That rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. And I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues, yeah. Windshield wipers slapping time eyes, holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Daddy knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, don't mean nothing, hun, if it ain't free. For me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather and through everything that we've done, said Bobby, baby, he kept me from the cold. One day up near Salinas Snowhound, I let him slip away. But he was looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I trade all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me, yeah. Feeling good was easy, Lord. Bobby sang the blues. I said feeling good was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. enough for me and my Bobby McGee. La da da, la da la da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, Bobby McGee. La da da, la la da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, Bobby McGee. La da 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 da, la da da na 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 na. Na 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 Bobby McGee. La na 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 na. Hey, na Bobby, la na Bobby McGee. Hell, I call him my lover, I call him my man. I said I call him my lover, I do the best I can. I said, come on, Bobby, Lord, come on, Bobby McGee. Yeah. Bobby McGee, yeah.
That's when somebody else has to take over.
Sadness now and each breath. place I go. Other people laughing, still I just wouldn't know. Never stop to see who's there. Once I used to care, but the sun don't shine anymore, 'cause she ain't mine anymore, and I don't feel fine anymore. So I ain't got time anymore, I ain't got time anymore. I can't get used to being left on my own. It takes up all my time just trying to be that girl. Hope the world will understand. I can't lend a hand, 'cause she ain't mine anymore, and I don't be mine anymore, 'cause she ain't.
Today's penultimate set began with the original studio session recording of Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin, which topped the Billboard charts on March 20th. After that was Sweat Hog's Hallelujah, which peaked at number 33 on December 18th, and we ended with Glass Bottle's I Ain't Got Time Anymore, making it to number 36 on September 25th. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 3 weeks to plow on into 1972's One Hitters, so I can close the year out with a genre show theme heavy year in review. Taking us out will be the Gary U.S. Bonds and Jerry Williams Jr. written She's All I Got, the original recording by soul singer Freddie North, cracking the top 40 at number 39 on November 27th. It would go on to become a country standard covered by Johnny Paycheck, Conway Twitty, and Tracy Byrd. Today we'll be hearing Living Legend Swamp Dog's version from his 2020 album. Then we'll get a cover of a cover, as Killdozer gives their rendition of One Tin Soldier, which made it to number 26 on November 27th through Coven's cover of the also top 40 charting of the original recording by the new cast. Finally, we'll close out with a sample beat remix of 1900 Yesterday by Liz Damon's Orient Express, which landed at number 33 on February 13th. Stay safe and have a good Thanksgiving.
Friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend. All I got. She's everything in life I'll ever need. She is life. When I wanna live, everything to me in life that life can give. She's my water, when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, she's all I got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, you're my friend. Don't take her, she's all I've got. She's everything in life I'll ever need. She's my fingers when I want to feel. She's the only thing in life to me that's really real. She is love. She's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the winter time and make a fly. Tell you now.